Senator Daniel Inouye of Hawaii has died of respiratory complications at the age of 88. He had been in the Senate for 50 years and, as president pro tem of the Senate, was third in the line of succession for the presidency.
Inouye was also a World War II hero and Medal of Honor recipient. Joining us now to talk about his life is Kate Nocera, congressional reporter for Politico. Kate, thanks for being with us this evening.
Thanks for having me.
What will Senator Inouye be best remembered for?
Well, he's really remembered for his quiet power. A lot of his colleagues who, as they learned of Senator Inouye's passing, talked about how formidable he was and how important he was to the Senate because he could, you know, work in a bipartisan manner. He didn't get deep into partisan politics. He stood firm on his convictions and didn't talk much, but when he did, everyone listened.
He was a member of the powerful Appropriations Committee. What mark did he leave? Was he responsible for a signature piece of legislation?
You know, I'm not really sure about that. I just kind of got into his biography in the last few weeks as I've been writing about him and as he got progressively more ill. But people do remember a lot of work that he did for civil rights, for Asian Americans. He spoke out very prominently as a Japanese American. When most of his family was in internment camps, he went to war in World War II, fought for America. He's remembered for his history is so long that it's hard to pinpoint one thing that he'll be remembered for.
And Kate, he was also part of that greatest generation, and part of what made them so great, especially in terms of legislation, was their ability to reach across the aisle and compromise. Are we seeing, I guess, with Senator Inouye, the death of an institutional legend in more than one way?
That's right. Yeah, I think that's true. And Senator John McCain said something to that nature, that, you know, that the great generation is leaving. Senator Frank Lautenberg will be the sole senator in the next Congress to have served in World War II. Everyone that I've heard speak today of Senator Inouye, you know, they talk about his war hero, how much that influenced his life and the way that he legislated and how much he loved America.
And what will happen to his seat?
There will be probably a special election coming up where the governor will appoint someone, I think. I'm not totally sure on the details. The governor will appoint someone, and then there will be a special election to take his seat. But Senator Daniel Akaka, his colleague, Inouye's colleague in the Senate, is actually retiring this year. So Hawaii is actually losing a lot of institutional knowledge.
Kate Nocera with Politico, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.